Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. Happy holiday post-weekend to you all. Kathy, how did you spend your Labor Day?
By the pool. No. Actually, I drove my son back to college.
All right. Well,
yes,
that's a good thing.
To get more knowledge.
Andy Cohn is here.
You can speak in iambic pentameter.
Yes. Andy, you are working on some stuff for Counselor. What do you got
going?
Who knows?
I don't know. Aren't we still on the weekend? Isn't it the weekend still?
Slow
we are working
today.
On the Power 50 coming out very soon and in the October issue. You think I could tell you that now?
Give us a hint.
No.
Give us a hint.
Give you
a
hint.
Powerful person.
He works in the industry.
He or she.
It is a he.
It is a he.
That's what I'll say.
It's somebody cute.
All right. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is in the house.
I am.
Joe Haley.
Yes.
You also have a son who you've taken back to college.
Yes.
Any tears yet? Homesickness? Anything like that?
No. No, he didn't shut up when he was home. He didn't shut up the whole ride back to school.
Oh,
we
my
can't
God.
Get more than a one-word answer from him now.
What do you
school,
always say?
Fine.
Apples make applesauce?
Apple trees make apples.
Same thing. I don't get it.
Get it right.
I don't get it.
His son who doesn't shut up.
Oh,
like
I get it.
His father.
All right.
Little acorns.
Michelle Bell, everyone's favorite supplier, global resource editor, is here. Michelle, you are hard at work in the next issue. What's the top story going to be?
We're going to pick our supplier rep of the year based on distributor votes. And for the first time, we're going to do customer service rep of the year, too.
Awesome.
And do you have your winners yet?
No, no.
Not that I would ask you.
They're still voting, but there's one person. I don't know her either, but a ton of votes have come in for one person.
Ooh.
So I look forward to getting to know more about her.
Very exciting.
But hey, are we going to say a happy, what is it, 20-year anniversary?
Oh, God.
All right, ready?
Can I say crap?
Happy anniversary, Kathy. Okay, no one else.
So
it's Kathy Houston's 20th?
Wow.
20th. Not birthday, but anniversary with ASI. That is quite incredible. I think, you know, I guess if you added Michelle and Joe's tenure together, you would get over 20. But you are the most tenured person now in the department since Jim Lang left?
Carol.
Oh, Carol Seymour. Yeah. Yes.
Joe's next year, 20.
And I am.
Joe, is it – how old were you when you were an intern here?
The world's oldest
Five.
Intern. 29. World's oldest
And Michelle,
intern.
How many years? You're 18, 17?
16.
16 and a half. 16
and a half
years? Yeah. Yep. Wow.
I remember when Michelle got hired. I remember that day.
What did you think
of her?
It was a dark and stormy day.
I was like, wow.
Andy and I are mere babies, but both here just over 8 years.
Oh,
I mean, that's nothing compared to you guys.
You're the newbies.
We're the newbies. Actually, Vinny Driscoll and Mina are even newer than us. Vinny's going to be answering your phone calls today. Call us at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is, I need help. I don't know how to network. Wow.
Your name must be CJ Medica.
Help.
What?
We can offer.
CJ's not listening.
We can offer help
CJ's
for that.
CJ's on vacation. He's not listening.
If you have networking tips or questions, call Vinny 215-953-4979. You can start calling now. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
Oh, that fabulous prize
fabulous.
Pack. I can't talk today. Fabulous prize pack, which includes a $25 Visa gift card, the finger puppets, the hand fans, and we're going to throw in a JoJo mousepad.
Ooh, who doesn't want that?
JoJo mousepad.
All right, start calling now, 215-953.
That would be the reason to call.
4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have six questions every business plan should answer. Of course, we'll go to Andy for that one. Effective ways to make millennials care about your brand. We have the pros and cons of hiring remote workers and working from home. We have nine ways to ruin a meeting, and we have some other topics. We'll also do our favorite things, but let's get the whole thing started off with industry news. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with good news for industry suppliers. Supplier sales increased by 4.8% in the second quarter of 2013, reaching $3.2 billion overall. According to new data released by ASI, the increase marks the 14th consecutive quarterly jump in sales. On to marketing news now. A new study charges that fast food companies have done a poor job of self-regulating their marketing to children, saying that they tend to emphasize toy giveaways and movie tie-in promotions when marketing to kids on TV rather than focus on food. Check out today's program for more information. Product news now. A new survey from the Wall Street Journal shows that bobblehead promotions helped Major League Baseball teams increase their attendance by an average of 5% for games in which the bobbleheads were handed out. Some teams, including the Seattle Mariners and Cincinnati Reds, saw their attendance attendance jumped by as much as 40% on bobblehead giveaway days. More product news now. The NFL has clarified its new bag policy, saying that any clear bag that adheres to overall size and logo standards will be allowed into stadiums. The league initially said that allowable bags had to contain just NFL trademarks, but now says any logo will be allowed. Expect new bag giveaways at stadiums this season. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram Today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Oh, Andy, we've got Wiki Sticks.
Wiki Sticks.
In boxes that look like cigarette boxes.
So you want to smoke them?
No, you don't want to smoke them.
No, that song, Wiki. Jam on it. Wiki, Wiki, Wiki.
Jam on it. Jam wow. on it.
You must
you know
really,
what I'm talking about. You all know what
rotation.
I'm talking about.
No, Joe doesn't.
Yeah, he does. All right.
Yes, I do, Andy.
Are
That's
we done
old
with
stuff.
You, Joe?
I know old school. Yeah, you're done with Sorry. Me. Go on.
All right. Thanks to Joe and Andy. We have our friend Leighton Lee on the phone. He's with ETS Express, and he is going to give us our product safety minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's rested from the weekend, or maybe not rested, huh?
We're still drunk.
Wow.
Oh, very good. Well, I have an interesting product safety minute this morning. To lead in, the lead in earlier was about Happy Meals. Most of us know that toys have to be made to meet a very, very high safety standard because of children. And today, I want to discuss a little bit about a recall that happened last week. And the company that recalled this item is Build-A-Bear. And most of us who have children are very familiar with Build-A-Bear. There was a toy, the Sully toy, which is a character from the Monsters, Inc. series of animated features, and the plastic eye came off, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission considers that detaching eye to be a choking hazard, which is a correct determination. So what do we in our industry do? As a best practice, and that is always test products that are intended for children for physical and mechanical testing. This is another term for use and abuse testing. Now, we normally talk about chemicals, phthalates and BPA and lead and cadmium. This is a whole different type of testing. This is where the lab actually takes the samples and drops it and pulls on it with mechanical equipment and twists plastic eyeballs and torques it and tries to remove that eyeball under real-life conditions. Children tend to chew on these eyeballs and tend to pull on them and all kinds of things. It's amazing what children can do with products and try to get things to break off of them. So what do we do? In our profession, the compliance managers and professionals out there, we always send products to the lab that we know are intended for children for chemical as well as physical and mechanical testing. There are two standards. One is the ASTM F963 standard, which is the mandatory toy standard under CPSIA. Now, if the item is not a toy, it falls under another standard called 16 CFR 1500, which is similar to the ASTM standard, but not quite as rigorous because children's products that are not toys don't need to be tested so rigorously. So a couple of tips here this morning, and then I'll let you folks go on with your show. Always, always determine the age grade. What is the appropriate audience here? For this item, and I think distributors need to determine that from their clients, if whether it's a giveaway or a family event that the corporation's holding, always determine the appropriate audience, and that way you can determine the age grade for that item, and distributors need to advise their suppliers of the intended audience and the age grade, and it falls on us, who are suppliers, to determine what tests and how that item's going to be made and designed in order to meet the testing requirements and safety requirements. So that is this product safety minute in a clear plastic bag. I hope you all have a great week.
All right. Thanks so much, Leighton. Great tips from Leighton Lee from ETS Express. Have a great day. We're going to take your calls now at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is how can I network better, or if you have any networking questions or tips, give us a call. And if we put you on the air, you'll get the ASI radio gift pack. On line four, we have our friend Stanley from California. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, great. I went to Chicago over the weekend, and it was what Leighton was talking about, that machine, it torques and beats up and kind of twists these little animals around. I feel that that's what the TSA did to me on the inspection going through the security check.
Oh, did your eyeball come out?
Telling you.
Oh. Well, do you have some tips on networking, Stanley, or a question?
Well, I have a question. I mean, for me, networking isn't a difficult thing. You know, I find that as long as you're, you know, honest with people when you're meeting them, and you don't have a hidden agenda, and you're, you know, you ask more questions about what they do, they'll end up asking questions about what you do. And getting people's cards is never an issue for me. My question is, what do you do once you have all these business cards of people you met? What do you recommend? How to engage with them to keep them, to maybe get them to become your customer, or to interest them enough that they, you know, really want more information from you? Is it simply an email? Do you recommend calling? I mean, what do you find is working nowadays?
Well, Michelle, I consider you to be a master networker in our group. And, you know, you don't have clients per se, but certainly, you know, we want to meet as many people in the industry as possible to use for sources and things for articles.
Yep.
I know that you have a lot of strategies for following up with people.
Stanley, you asked, you said phone calls and emails. I would say both of those are fine. I'm also a fan of handwritten notes because so few people do that these days. It really does make an impression. I would say to really follow up, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for just trying to be genuine at first, not talking about business right off the bat, but then maybe sending an email and saying, hey, here's a link to an article I found that has to do with business. Hey, here's some case histories that I've done that may help. Maybe send them a self-promotion campaign. I know you're a fan of that, Stanley, as well. You get that. So I would just say that there's a lot of touch points you can do. The one thing I would say that really pays off is consistency. After you meet somebody, just don't like shoot them an email once. Really stay in contact with them. I make a list once a week of people that I want to reach out to that maybe I haven't talked to in a month or two. And I do that every single week. So I end up by Friday reaching out to about 20, 25 people just to say, hey, what's going on? Sometimes we don't even talk about business, but just to stay in contact with them.
And I would say, too, depending on how active you are in social networking, that's a great way to to engage people, too. Michelle, you know, you take lots of pictures when you're at the shows, and you'll put new friends and people in your blogs and pictures of them, which I'm sure they get a kick out of. You know, we do videos at the shows, and some people have retweeted my videos and things, people that I've met at the shows, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, through Twitter, Facebook, and things like that, I think is a great avenue, too, to stay in touch with people.
You know, when I post a blog after a show, as Vinny knows, sometimes there'll be 50 photos. I always take a point to go through, and anybody who's in any of those photos, they get a personal email from me saying, hey, check out my blog. Feel free to post it. Feel free to send it on. It was great seeing you, blah, blah, blah. And it's just one more touch point.
Sure. That goes a long way. Well, I hope that gives you some good ideas, Stanley.
Yeah, no, it's great ideas. I mean, I like the idea of also possibly posting videos on my Facebook page and then trying to friend them and kind of keep them engaged in the whole conversation.
Absolutely. Well, have a great day. Thanks for calling. And
okay,
see you on the line for your ASI prize pack. On line one, we have Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Baltimore this morning.
All right.
So I'm actually pretty good, I think, at networking with people in the industry. But my biggest problem is I don't necessarily know where to network and kind of mix with potential clients.
I think anywhere, anybody's a potential client.
Yeah. Yeah, well, absolutely. That, I mean, if you're looking for something that's more professional or built for networking, you know, look to your local chambers of commerce, see if they have trade shows or if they have events. The Rotary Club, I mean, they still have them in a lot of towns and stuff, and they usually meet either monthly or weekly. And you can go to those meetings, a lot of business people there as well. That gives you an opportunity to network. But like Michelle says, it's anywhere. It's in your church groups, your social groups, whether that's, you know, the sports clubs that your kids play at or the tennis club where you play.
Schools, too.
School's a great opportunity to network. Because, you know, you go to school. schools to try and sell them promotions and to work with them. But, you know, you're dealing with a lot of people who are, you know, parents of students yep. who have other businesses and stuff. So it's an opportunity there to touch points with them.
So I was at a wedding not too long ago. Who hasn't heard that awful story? So I was the bridesmaid. And at the wedding, somebody asked me what I do. You're smirking, Auntie Cohen. And anyway, I told her what, you know, what I do. And it ended up that she was looking for, she didn't know the term for it, but a distributor is what she was looking
really?
For. So I ended up giving her the name of three distributors. So right there, it's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would also just look at the schedule for the Baltimore Convention Center, which I know is right in downtown. Like Joe said, there's trade shows all the time, and those are great places to find new potential clients. You know, they all probably have different giveaways that they have at their booths. Depending on what industry it is, will kind of determine what kind of giveaways those might be. But it's great for you to be able to just meet new people.
Sure, and with that, Andy, it's going to also help you develop a niche. You know,
it
could be construction. It could be engineers. It could be something. And if you get good contacts there and start working with them, now you've developed a niche. You become known for helping people in a certain industry or market.
Okay, great.
I hope that gives you some good ideas, Linda. Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your ASI Radio Prize Pack. Michelle, we have a Facebook comment about this topic this morning.
We do, from our friend Eric Campbell. He says his best tip is to talk to people about topics not associated with your work world, and I would agree with that as well. Some of the best connections and niche markets he's ever come across are able to utilize. They were established through mutual interest and had very little to do with Eric's career. As a corollary, social media is only one way to connect. It's a tool for communication, not a new kind of communication. You have to be social, but do it in every way. Listen well and respond in kind. When you can, carry on your connections over into the real world, face-to-face meetings. There's nothing like talking to a person in person to cement an online contact. And I would agree with
True.
That.
That's good advice from Eric. Thank you, Eric, for that on Facebook. And online, too, we have Scott. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I have my problem with networking is pretty basic. And that is that I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with it, and I think my discomfort with it it comes across. So I'm just looking for a way to just break the ice, just to get the conversation rolling in a comfortable way.
I would say wherever you are, wherever you're going to do the networking, don't be overwhelmed by the sheer number of people. Pick two people in the room. And the time you're there, just, you know, decide somebody who looks interesting. If you have a list ahead of time of people that you want to meet, that's one thing. But sometimes it's just a matter of looking at people around the room and saying, that person looks interesting. I might want to get to know them. And just go up and make small talk. You know, what are you doing here? How long have you been a member of this group? Any sort of conversation. The thing that most people don't realize is everyone wants to talk. Everyone wants to talk about themselves. Just ask some questions and just listen to what people are saying.
And go to other people who look uncomfortable or who are by themselves. You know, other people are there and don't know people or are in the same boat as you, and they'll be relieved, you know, that you have someone to talk with.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just overcoming that fear, too. I mean, just go up and do it. I was at the very first networking event I was at with Michelle at a trade show. She goes, that guy looks interesting. I'm going to go talk to him. And she went over, and she was engaged with that guy for –
I thought you were going to say she got engaged.
No. She was talking with him, but I was with another colleague there, and she goes, I don't know how she does that. I said, well, let's get in line and get a drink. I said, I'll talk to the person in front of me. You talk to the person behind you. And she just said hello to this person, and the person said hello, and that was it. She had no other comeback. So, you know, you just have to get over that fear and say
– something as easy as, like, doesn't the food look good? Are you going to have one of those?
Yeah, what are you getting the drink? What are you drinking? What's your – I'll buy, even though it's all free. I'll buy.
All right. Well, good luck, Scott. Thanks so much for calling and stay online for your ASI Radio Prize Pack. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, AIA. And when we return, Andy Cohen is going to enlighten us.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324, or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. We're talking about how to more effectively network. And on line five, we have Ray McKee on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Well, good morning, and how are you this morning?
That is some energy right there. Ready to attack the new week.
Oh, absolutely. It is Tuesday, and I don't know if any of us are ready for this week, but nonetheless, we're going to give it a shot. I just felt compelled to call, understanding that you're talking about networking, which I'm a huge fan of. I don't have no other avenue of advertising and marketing in the context, or marketing in the context of getting the word out, for me personally, is networking. I'm now the president of a very large networking group, in that when I find myself giving the quote-unquote elevator speech or a 30 to 40-second commercial, I have the attention of 30 people right off, and it may be a chiropractor, a painter, a realtor, a plumber. I have a variety of other people that I'm able to share something with, and oftentimes I may share what I have on special, what I have on sale, based and relative to that time of the year. But I also may just simply give them a tip, saying that if you're looking to get the word out, you might want to consider this, that, and the other thing. I give them things to think about. But the other gentleman that called that was kind of pensive to networking, I encourage him to either join a networking group or create one, which I've done those as well. Just build one. Find a chiropractor, a painter, a builder, and say, hey, let's get together and meet for a cup of coffee. Then, in this particular networking, finally, we have what is known as one-on-ones, which is you just spy out somebody in the group that you know little to nothing about, a florist, whatever, and just say, let's get together for a cup of coffee and teach me, share with me a little bit about your business in a way that I can articulate better about to others about what you do, because I really want to help you in your business. Well, after they're done talking about themselves, they will ultimately start asking, well, what is it you do? What can you offer? And these one-on-ones I treasure greatly, because it gets me out of the office, it gets me to meet a new person, and now I'm duplicating my efforts with not just one, but in the group, 30 people at one time. That's a win-win situation.
Wow, that's great, Ray. Really good tips, and yeah, I like your enthusiasm.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your ideas with us, Ray, and stay on the line for your ASI radio gift pack.
Ray's got it all going on.
Have a great day. We're going to pause for a message from another show sponsor, ASI Computers, and then Andy's going to
finally
invite us.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Andy Cohn.
Yeah.
You always talk about...
recognize that, right, Joe?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. That was
King of the Hot Party.
You always talk about how people need to have a solid business plan, and today you have some tips on what a business plan should include.
Yeah, so business plans should answer a lot of questions, for sure, about your company and the market that it's in. But here are a few that it really needs to answer for it to be in any way effective. The first is, what's the competitive advantage? What what makes your company better than the next distributor down the street? Is it customer service? Is it new items that you're able to source? Whatever it is that you provide that you think others don't, what makes you stand out? That has to be abundantly clear within your business plan. The second is it in a growth market? You should have some statistics. We have plenty on our website at asicentral.com about the size of the market. You should have also not just the size of the promotional products industry, but the size of your local market. Where do you see the potential as far as advertising and marketing and promotions in your local market? So do some research there to make sure that that's part of your business plan as well. And the third is, are your plans and goals realistic? You need to have stretch goals in there. You need to have plans that are clearly laid out. But if you're looking for any kind of investment or looking to present this business plan to any new partner or even a customer, they need to be clear that what you're trying to say is realistic. If you are a $200,000 company and your business plan says in 3 years you're going to be a $10 million company, that's not realistic, and it doesn't put you on a track towards success. It's just pie in the sky type goals. That's not what you want in there. Put realistic goals in there and know that that's what you're shooting for.
All right, good tips from Andy Cohn. Those are lots of good questions. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio so you can check them out. Kathy, apparently you have 8 sentences that drive bosses crazy. So why don't you give us a few let's see if they drive us crazy.
Well, let me put my glasses on.
Oh, you sound like Joe.
All right, this is very tiny. Okay, so Melinda.
Yes.
If you asked me to do something and I said, exactly how do you want me to do this?
Okay,
what would your response
be? I think you'd have a bad attitude.
That's right. Unless the employee is a novice who needs coaching, it's the employee's job to handle the specific details of his or her task. And the boss's best response is, I don't care how you do it, just get it done.
Exactly. That's what I totally would say.
Right. This is my idea, so I want full credit for it. Come on. Once an employee surfaces an idea to the boss and the rest of the team, everyone commits to implementing it. It becomes group property.
I totally would want full credit for that.
Yeah, but would you say that?
Yes.
Well, and Melinda would say, if you want this to happen, we all need to own it. Okay. Here's another one.
I probably would be like, oh, nice team spirit.
We'd all laugh. Yeah. We'd all laugh if that's what she actually said.
But. We would. Okay.
In that way.
Okay, how about I'll try to get it done on time. No. You don't add the element of maybe, okay? I'll try makes
so
good
the boss
planning
should
almost
say
impossible.
It's non-negotiable.
The boss should say, Melinda, do or do not. There's no try.
Oh, like Yoda.
Yoda?
Yes.
What else?
Okay, then finally, if I come to you, which I probably do, and say, I just need to vent. Okay, you're not there to be my personal therapist, are you?
See, I would let you vent.
I know you would, and you.
I
have.
Also, I'd want to know what you had to say.
I think venting's important. I don't.
Yeah,
agree
no,
I.
I consider myself someone that I would want. People
no one
to
would
vent.
Ever yeah. come in my office if there was no venting.
Yeah,
Michelle.
True.
Michelle buys a box of Kleenex.
There's a difference between venting and crying.
Okay, so the boss's best response would be, okay. So they're saying it's okay to vent, but let's keep focused on what we have to get done.
Oh, please.
So
that's
there you go.
Stupid.
No,
all right.
That last thing is stupid.
After this radio show, I'm coming to vent to you about Andy.
You can.
And you could. And then she's not going to say, okay, and then let's get on with it. she's going to listen and say, all right, well, let's deal with Andy in a way that he needs to be dealt with.
That's a way for people to relieve stress. And it can be very helpful. As long as it's not a bunch of gossip or whatever. But if it's just like, you know, I'm a little overwhelmed and, you know, talk it up, and everyone feels better.
Yeah.
You can vent to me whenever you want.
Thank you. I'll be there at 11.
All right. We have just enough time for Michelle Bell's favorite part of the program where we talk about our favorite products of the week. Michelle, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Mine is a travel collapsible bucket. It's a travel car wash kit. It's so cute. And it's from...
Ooh.
Shockingly, Leeds. ASI66887, leedsworld.com.
That's cute. Well, you know, my daughter's volleyball team just had a car wash. That would be great.
It's perfect.
I should have gone. I just went to the car wash.
Well,
you should have told me.
I should have. Joe, what's your product?
Oh, look at this. It's a little pet jersey.
Oh, my God.
It would fit Daisy. This is small. It comes
with Eagles
sneakers.
Extra small to extra large, different sizes. You can put a number on the back, your team logo on there, good for high school, colleges, your favorite pro team. People love their pets. People love their football teams. What a great idea for an upcoming promotion. It's not going to fit your cats. It's a small. you can get that from Promo Pet. They're ASI 79698 or find them online at www.promopet.com.
Andy, what's your product?
All right, kids are going back to school. My kids not, because New York, for whatever reason, starts next week. But kids are going back to school this week, so this is in honor of them. It's a fluorescent gel highlighter, and it's paired with a ballpoint pen, so it's great for schools and back-to-school promotions that anybody's doing. Check it out. It's from Liquimark, which is ASI 67675.
Fantastic. Kathy, bring up the rear.
Mine is the Click Lock from Orcas.
Click Lock?
Click Lock from Orcas, ASI 75083. And what it is it's a cap that goes on your beer can or your soda can. Joe, if you can't finish your whole can of beer, you put this on and
save
the fizz doesn't
night.
When
fizzle.
Did he not? When does he not?
Well, that's the thing, though. Doesn't beer lose its fizz pretty easily?
Not if you put the Click Lock on top of
okay.
it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a whirl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. You can that's find right. those products. You can check them all out at asicentral.com/radio. Thanks for listening today, everyone. Thanks to today's show sponsors. We are out of time, but of course, you can tune in next week, same time, same place. Have a fantastic, shorter work week, everyone. Bye-bye.